We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Kriyas Shema Siman Ayin Gimel Hayashin Im Ishto Ubanav Echis Nayi Sif Aleph Shnayim Shehayishenim Metalas Echad Ubasar Shneim Nogin Zabazay. If you have two people sleeping together in a bed and there is nothing separating them and their flesh is touching one another, Lo Yikra Kriyas Shema Elim Kinei Zetalas Mosekas Benayim Asneim Ulamata. One should not recite Kriyas Shema unless there is something which is separating between them below. The Mishnah Berurah adds that if they are facing each other, then they cannot read Kriyas Shema, even if they are not touching each other, as long as they are close to each other and they are unclothed. But if there is a talis which separates them, then even if they are facing each other, it is okay. The Mishnah Berurah adds as well that one needs to take their head out of the sheet or blanket or whatever is covering them in order that they not see their own erva as well, which we will learn more about in Siman Ayin Dalet. And as well, there needs to be something separating between the heart and the erva, which we will also see in Siman Ayin Dalet. Siv Beis, Im Haya Yashin, Im Ishtofam, sleeping with their wife in the bed, Kor B'chazaris Panim, Letzad Acher V'afilu B'lov Sakas Talas, they could just turn away. They don't need something separating their flesh. Mishim D'chashiva K'gufo, because they're considered like one person. V'yesh Misho, also R'nachon L'chashitvar, there are some who prohibit even when it comes to a wife, and one should be choshish for this opinion. The first opinion, which is more lenient, assumes that one is ragil, is used to his wife, and there is no concern that one will have inappropriate thoughts when he is with his wife. You just need to turn away, because if you're facing her, then for sure there will be her, even if a wife. Whereas the second opinion is oser, even with a wife, if there is nothing separating between the two. Siv Gimel Im Hayashin Im Banav, from sleeping with their children, but Odom Kitanim, when they are children, Mutar Likras Chazar Espan Belov Sakas Talas, you could just turn away. Vehim Gadolim Tzarich Lev Sakas Talas, if they're older, you need something separating between you and the children. Mishnah Berurah said that for this person, once again, there is no chashash of here, if they are young children, but you still can't face them the same way that you can't face your wife. There's discussion in the poskim how this relates to bringing children to the mikveh or a swimming pool, etc. The Taz has a lengthy discussion about this, and one should consult their local authority on this issue. Sif Dalit, Ad Kamehim Chashuvim Ketanim, when are they considered children? Atinok Ad Shiyulo Yud Beis Shanim, Atinokas Ad Shiyulo Yud Aleph Shanim. A male is 12 years, and a female is 11 years. Afil Hivish De Saras Mutter, even if he has brought two pubic hairs, still considered to be a katan. Vishnasid Gimalutina Vyabezinokas, Mivish De Saras Asabullah Hefsik. Once you hit 13 for a male or 12 for a female, if they have brought two hairs, then there needs to be separation between them. Vimlo Hivish De Saras Mutter, but if they have not yet brought the two hairs, then they would still be considered like katanim. Mishnasir gimel ve'elach latinok yabezinokas afil lo yivush deisaros aser. But after the 13th year and the 12th year, then even without the yivush deisaros, they are no longer considered katanim for this halacha.